It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, I hope a lot of people were voting while you were at work today. And if you are one of them that is at work or still at work and haven't voted, I hope you do make the time to vote. You got till 7 o'clock. And who you got in the upcoming election? You know, that seemed to be the conversation going on everywhere today. I think it's because there are so many candidates for so many different offices. And I personally had a lot of texts today and messages online. Lee, who should I vote for? Lee, who should I vote for? Lee, who should I vote for? And I sent back each and every one. Look, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. It's up to you to look up information on these people and decide who you like. I will tell you who I prefer. And my preference is not based on who I think will win. My preference is upon who I think is the best person for the job. So, as I mentioned yesterday, for governor, for me, that means Jake Merrick. For lieutenant governor, that means T.W. Shannon. For attorney general, that means Jeff Starling. State treasurer, that means Cindy Byrd. Superintendent of Education, James Taylor. Commissioner of Labor, Lisa Janlew. Insurance commissioner, Chris Meredith. Corporation commissioner, Justin Hornback. United States Senator Kevin Hearn. And I vote on a county commissioner. I went with Wendy Jo Hampton. Now, if you disagree with any of those choices, well, that is your absolute positive right. Prove me wrong by going and voting for the one you think is a better choice. And we'll see how it all pans out. This isn't a horse race. I'm not here to pick a winner. I'm here to pick who I think, after research and looking into what these people have to offer, I'm here to pick who I think is best for the job. Now, next time around, when we get a runoff, the attitude will be a little different. Okay, which of these two is the better qualified for the job? Then, of course, when we get into the general election, it's a no-brainer. Because it will, by then, you will have vetted. That's why I like this process so much better than the jungle primary. The jungle primary, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Well, anything can happen anyway. Well, no, not really, because I know as a conservative, at least one of these candidates is going to be the conservative candidate. And when it comes down to the general election, I will then probably throw my support to that conservative candidate, even though it may not have been the one I chose from the start, because that's how our system works. I like that system. I think that's the fairer system. Instead of anything, anywhere, at any time. Okay, so that said, a lot of these same people, hey, Lee, who should I vote for? And I gave him my, well, wait a minute, don't you think this person would be better? No, I didn't. Because if I did, I would have told you that, but I didn't. If we disagree, it doesn't mean either one of us is wrong. It means you have your reason. And if you had already made up your mind, why are you asking my opinion? Reminds me of early in the relationship with the lovely wife, the old, what do you want for supper argument? Oh, how about pizza? No, no, pick something else. Well, wait a minute, what do you want? I don't know. You pick. Well, I already picked pizza. Well, I don't want pizza. Well, I'm sorry, then you shouldn't have asked me what I wanted. When you asked me what I wanted, you wanted me to pick out something that you wanted too. So now it's your time to counteroffer. Oh, okay. How about tuna salad? Huh. I don't think tuna salad's what I'm really in the mood for, but here's a counteroffer. There's some tuna in the freezer. How about I grill tuna? And you can make salad with yours afterwards. Hey, that's a great idea, honey. You're the best husband in the whole world. Yeah, there's the Bravo Sierra buzzer. Anyway, Okay, so you get what I'm talking about on Freedom 96.9. Who you got in the election? How is your polling place? I was pleased that I had a little bit of a wait, not much, but a lot of times I go into my polling place and I'm voter number 2. And voter number 1 was the lovely wife. What did you experience? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. There was another terror threat thwarted. This by the FBI. Looks like it was somewhat organized. But here's the thing. A lot of these guys were turned in by their parents. More details on that coming up. Same study that says our education, I can't say it's the same study. It's the same company that said our education system sucks, is saying Oklahoma City is one of the best-run cities. Huh. Credibility problem much? New type of radars being introduced by the National Weather Service. We'll get into that. More trouble for the Southern Poverty Law Center like they needed it. And remember how the left told us again and again and again into the night, the United States is everybody hates the United States. The United States is the bully of the planet, bullying all these other small nations. Everybody in the world hates the United States. They think we're too pushy and that we're too overconfident, blah, 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 blah. All of these tourists coming into the United States to attend World Cup soccer are telling a different story. You may have seen it on social media. We'll talk about that and anything else you want to bring up on the topic buffet. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive. Hi there. You're starting things off. What is your name?
It's Mike.
And Mike, calling from where, if anywhere?
Shawnee.
All righty, sir. What you got on your mind?
I was just thinking. Well, I was hearing you talk earlier about who to vote for, who's young. And I thought, man, they've been at every town hall meeting, every 2A meeting. If you just wanted to meet up for coffee, they were there. They would be in different coffee shops. And you can see them eyeball to eyeball. Hear what they mean and what their vision is.
Yeah.
And that's how I got my opinion. And I was just going to say, I'm headed home from work now. And basically, you spent some time with them that's available to everybody. They post it all over the place that where they're going to be at when.
And the good ones, the ones who really, really want to serve, are the ones that will make themselves available to you.
Right. And I don't know if you wanted to hear some of them or not.
Well, go ahead. No, I want to hear what you're thinking. Have you voted already?
Not yet. I'm on my way.
Okay.
And I agree with some of yours, but you're different because you're in a different location.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to, instead of TW, I'd go JJ Humphrey.
Okay. Yeah, because he was a legislator. Was it Pod County?
I'm not sure what county he was from.
Okay.
But I do know I've seen him at several 2A events.
I will tell you, J.J. Humphrey has been very instrumental in the Richard Glossop case. He's one of the ones that brought it to national attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also the one been trying to get the justice for the girls that are Stillwater.
Yeah.
But other than that, it would be Justin Wood.
Okay.
And Daniel McClure.
Uh-huh.
And county commissioner would be Angela Williams.
And that's for Pott County, right?
Right.
Yeah.
District 3.
Yeah.
And I guess judge would be officer, 2 officers.
Okay. Yeah, see, I didn't have any of those on my ballot, but that's because I live in a different part of the area. So that's understandable.
Right.
And when I'm voting for county commission, it's for Oklahoma County. So,
right.
Yeah.
And no on the increase.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's the biggest one. Yeah, I voted against State Question 832. I've been over that and over that and over that. No need to go over it again. I would have no problem with J.J. Humphrey being the lieutenant governor. I really wouldn't. Of those right. for labor commissioner, I would have no problem with any of the other candidates making it, you know? Insurance commissioner, same kind of thing.
Right. I kind of like Marty Quinn.
Yeah.
But that's just because of his personality. You know, yeah. I haven't met the other one.
Right, Marty Quinn. You know. Marty Quinn was the most. I think he did the most campaigning.
Okay.
I think he made himself available to the most people, because a lot of people don't know who insurance commissioner is and how it affects them.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see. 7 o'clock. We'll probably have all of the early voting and absentee voting tabulated by 7:15. I'm thinking we're going to know who's in the runoff 7:30, 7:45. We're usually very good at getting our data in real quick in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. There may be, way out in, and I don't know, maybe out in Beaver County or one of those counties we might have to wait on, but I don't think it'll affect the governor's race.
Right.
Yeah.
But good thing is, this time around, I don't know of one that I just don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, any of them that get in there.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't one that I just can't stand. You know what I mean?
Yep. Same here.
So,
and again, it's like the Kentucky Derby. So many of them are in there. Anything can happen. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Mike. Glad you're listening. And make sure to go vote in Shawnee on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Marcus writes on social media, Lee, is Norman trying to recruit undercover operatives out of the homeless population? Look at the other Southeastern Conference cities. Okay, Marcus, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but Norman... Okay, I see what you mean now. Is Norman trying to recruit undercover operatives out of homeless pot? Oh, okay, yes. Maybe. No, I always thought the SEC got most of their players out of prison, but that's just me. I'm, yeah. Joyce writes, Lee, cool way that we rescued those helicopter pilots. If you remember, we used the drone vehicles to go and get them. Playing war games and winning stupid prizes. How many U.S. military members are you willing to sacrifice? All in the name of the pedo-in-chief. All right, Joyce. What makes you think that Trump is a pedophile? There's no proof that he is. All right? And we haven't we've hardly sacrificed any U.S. military members. And the two that you cited in terms of being helicopter pilots, they were rescued using the latest technology that did not have to endanger anybody else to go get them. Al writes, Lee, Donald Trump is running a covert operation? He fell asleep at the NBA Finals while Iran was attacking. Are you pretending that was a 3D chess? That's 3D chess again? Gas or not? Skyrocketing in price? What planet do you live on? Al, what planet do you live on? I tanked up the Matthews Mobile today, and it was 42 cents per gallon cheaper than it was on Saturday. Oil fell from almost $90 Sunday to $77 today. Al and Joyce, you two are the ones who aren't paying attention. You two are the ones that are living in a bubble. You two are the ones that refuse to open your eyes and see things for what they are. Now, criticize Trump on the personal level all you want. There's no denying his policies are great for our country because we are seeing them work, and we're also seeing them work in the world. I'm sorry you don't like him. Now you know what the rest of the conservatives felt like during the Obama-Biden years. Only the difference is, in the Obama-Biden years, we were watching a guy, two guys we disagreed with politically, and then we were watching their policies do bad things to the country. So we had more to gripe about than you guys do. You guys are griping about somebody you just don't like because he's either too arrogant or too confident or too successful. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. When you people look, when you liberals, you leftists look at a successful person, you don't admire that person and say, wow, what a great job that guy's done being successful. Maybe I ought to study what he's done. And then maybe something that he's done, I ought to try to do so that I too will be successful. No, you immediately start shooting him down. Well, he must have stolen something. He must have cheated something because nobody is successful. Not one person is successful without the government. But anyway, now you know what we felt like, and we had even more of a reason to gripe because we had two men running our country we disagreed with politically, we loathed personally, and who we saw policies tearing up the nation and ruining the economy, which they did. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. I was coming into the Matthews office building earlier today, and I saw it. I was coming into the mob, and there it was. And I said, is that what I'm looking at, or did I just drive through a time warp? It looked like an exact duplicate of the 1965 Chevy Impala my family had when I was a kid. Perfectly restored. Still in good shape. That's the good thing about a lot of those old Chevys. They were built to last, definitely. And Frontier Auto Group knows that. That's why they're still selling. And that's why they're still selling all the other great American-made cars that are built to last, like Jeep and Dodge and Chrysler and Ram. Go see the whole selection, or better still, go online, frontiermotor.net, frontiermotor.net, and pick out the style, the options you want, and then they can get that for you within 24 hours for a test drive. Family-oriented business right there in El Reno, so it's a short drive for great savings and one-on-one service. You're not talking to or dealing with a dealership that's owned by a big corporation across Texas, Louisiana, and all these other states. They're right there in El Reno and have been on Route 66 since there's been a Route 66. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Running for Oklahoma governor ain't supposed to be easy. You gotta be tough. So Mike Mazie's whining and crying as we learn about his liberal record? Tough luck, Mikey. See, while President Trump crushed the woke left, Mike Mazie allowed transgender surgeries in Oklahoma. That's right. Mazie voted to allow a taxpayer-funded hospital to hide children undergoing radical gender reassignment treatments, sex changes that transitioned boys into girls and girls into boys. But that's not all. Trump's MAGA movement would have been crushed by Hillary Clinton if Mike Mazie got his way. Mazie voted to remove Oklahoma from the Electoral College, going to a national popular vote that would have rigged the system for crooked Hillary Clinton.
Thanks, Mike Mazie, for trying so close.
A transgender ally endangering our kids. A Clinton lover and Trump hater. MAGA phony Mike Mazie. Woke, radical, and just too liberal for Oklahoma. Paid for by Make Oklahoma Great Again. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 601 South Boulder Avenue, Suite 610. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74119. 918-947-9459.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, called 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones, then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your hump day Wednesday, another primary election day has come and gone. Who are the winners and who are the losers? We'll talk about it. Plus all the news you missed while you were sleeping and your dad joke of the day. It's a full show and it all starts at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Why in the world, if it's the same thing, why is it that the Gulf Arabs hated your deal and they love our deal? They are the ones who are in the region. They know what it means to enrich the worst terrorist regime in the world. And they also know what it means to turn over a new leaf and to go to a different future.
Only thing I disagree with J.D. Vance about there is that I don't think the Iranians are going to turn over a new leaf. I don't think the Iranians can turn over a new leaf. I don't think the leopard is going to change their spots. We are talking about a theocratic sexual cult whose idea of morality is lying and cheating to as many people as possible. I don't see them doing anything but leading us on as long as they can and stalling us as long as they can until they get what they want. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. We'll get into more of that coming up. Benny is in Northwest Oklahoma City. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Lee. How are you this afternoon?
I am great. Good to hear from you. Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I just come out of the polling place and called to let you know I had cast my ballot, and I was number 621 for my precinct, and this polling place has three precincts in it.
Okay.
It's not been heavy, but it's been steady.
I mean, when you go in there and see that you're voter number 31 and it's the end of the day, you're like, oh, boy.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Hey, in regard to the Iranian thing, if President Trump has a blind spot and weakness that he thinks he can make a deal with anybody, and you cannot deal with fanatics, and the Iranian regime leadership, which is a minority of the country,
because
they have all the weapons, half a century, believe them, they're death to America.
I hope I'm wrong, Benny.
I would like to be.
Yeah, I would too. But right now, just looking at it and what their behavior has been of the last 6 months, again, these are not people who are capitulating. They have not they're not being submissive. They need to be submissive, and I'll believe them.
Well, the big mistake was taking foot off the gas when we had them against the wall and not finishing them off.
Yeah.
Where the Iranian people had a chance to take control of the end.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say on the subject for now. I got to get back up to the hospital. My son was going to vote with me today, but he wound up getting hospitalized.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I'll say a prayer and wish you well. Thank you for calling in, Benny, in Northwest Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. Your calls to 405-608-4377. What was your experience at the polling place? It is election day. Did you vote? Who you got in the election, if you mind saying. Another terror threat has been thwarted. We'll get into that. And more of the emails that are coming in as of yesterday. I ran out of time in the beginning. I had a lot come in yesterday, and I ran out of time because we were talking about the election and the ballot and all that, too, on top of all that, which we will continue on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, L. Matthews at Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. At the G7 summit in France, President Trump said a newly signed agreement with Iran will help prevent the country from obtaining a nuclear weapon and could bring greater stability to the Middle East. Trump also said the strategically important Strait of Hormuz is being cleared of mines and is expected to be fully open by Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed support for the agreement, calling it an important step toward addressing nuclear concerns. Staff members for Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky are sharing an update following his hospitalization this past weekend.
A spokesperson for McConnell says he is fully engaged on Senate business and wants to be back at work. The 84-year-old lawmaker was admitted to the hospital on Sunday, with the exact reason not yet released. McConnell is retiring from the Senate when his term ends later this year after spending over 40 years in office. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
And I want to talk to you for a minute, not as a lawyer, but as someone who's seen way too much. In my career, I've handled hundreds of car wrecks, and I'll tell you what the numbers show. Every single time, the people who buckle up tend to walk away. The people who don't, too often they don't walk away at all. It's the simplest thing in the world. 2 seconds, one click. Statistically, a seatbelt can be the difference between a bad day and the worst day of your family's life. I don't care how short the drive is. I don't care if you're just going down the road. Buckle up. Make your kids buckle up. I've seen what happens when folks don't, and I never want to see your family in my office for that reason. From all of us at McIntyre Law, please click it, buckle up your seatbelt, and drive safe.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A rollover crash slowed traffic down Monday morning on I-44 in northwest Oklahoma City. Officials say a vehicle flipped near Northwest 10th, landing on its roof. Emergency crews responded to the scene, and no other vehicles were reported involved. Authorities haven't confirmed any injuries, and the crash caused delays as crews cleared the area. No additional details have been released, and the investigation continues. The National Weather Service has confirmed 3 more tornadoes from late April storms in southern Oklahoma. Officials say the twisters touched down April 28th, with one of the strongest traveling more than 20 miles. The storms were part of a larger outbreak that produced more than 20 tornadoes over the course of several days, with damage surveys completed after the system moved out. The updated count helps improve future forecasting and warnings. Oklahomans will soon be able to sign up for volunteering at the 2028 Summer Olympics. Applications open July 14th for those interested in helping with events. Organizers say volunteers will help support athletes and visitors during the games, with thousands of volunteers needed nationwide. Participants must commit to multiple shifts, with officials saying it's a unique chance to be part of a global event. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts, in agencies like DHS and mental health, while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
Another terror threat was thwarted. That's hard to say. And who you got in the election? All coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions and high humidity under a crystal clear sky with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be very windy and hot with plenty of sunshine and a high of 96. Tomorrow night will bring partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and high humidity with a low of 75. Thursday will have variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It'll be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 81. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Kepka.
You testified under oath that it would take years to rebuild those stockpiles.
The Biden administration gave away munitions to the
You don't have to read back to me what I testified. I speculated some munitions take more time than others. We've got lots of them. We're building more than ever before. The Biden administration gave away hundreds of billions to Ukraine. And so President Trump had to refill, and he has.
And that's Hegseth once again answering to Meet the Press when they just can't get over that narrative of, oh, we're running out of ammunition. We're running out of ammunition. You know, all those bombs we dropped on Iran, that depleted our ammunition supplies. We can't defend ourselves if we're attacked. No, that's a myth perpetuated by the media. The myth media, I might add. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What was your experience at the polling place today? What do you think of the election? Who you got in the election? Certainly is a horse race, and like the Kentucky Derby with 20 horses, you never really know what's going to happen, so we shall see. Warren is in Edmond. Thank you for hanging on, Warren, on Freedom 96.9.
You're welcome, Lee. I am always the first in line to vote every time. And my wife and I, you know, we discuss our choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually voted for Jake Merritt for governor. Cause
you say that like it's unusual.
That we're voting for Jake?
You said you like you. I actually voted for Jake Merrick. Are you registered Democrat or?
No, I'm a Republican. But I used to listen to him when he was, you know, in the mornings when he still had his program and stuff. And you know, I just did some research, and I just don't like the way the other people, like you said, they weren't really putting down their plan or their agenda for how they can accomplish it. You know. And Jake seemed to have a pretty solid program.
Yeah. And I also understand why. You know, when you have a field of this many people, the political consultants all tell you, do whatever you can to stand out. Do whatever you can. It doesn't matter what your platform is. Just make sure that you stand out. And so that's why a lot of them reverted to name-calling and mudslinging, because they were trying to diminish their competition so that they could float to the top. The idea is to not necessarily win, just to keep the others from beating you in this first round. I get that. But what they are completely ignoring is that turns people off. And when people learn or have the perception that you're a candidate that is doing more of the mudslinging than anybody else, they really don't like you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, but that, you know, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm happy with all my choices. So,
you know,
good.
Street buzz wise, well, okay, I went with Jake Merrick not because I've met him, not because I've worked with him. It was very brief. I didn't work with him very long. I couldn't even say that he and I were buddies. I tried not to let that cloud any of my attitudes. But when I started looking at the candidates that seriously could win, I did not see a platform in the others. I saw a platform with Jake Merrick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounds solid to me. I mean,
yeah.
And again, like you said, as long as they have a plan and execute it, you know, you're not going to get everything you want because there's going to be opposition. But at least he's being honest about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And he's not taking money from anybody, so it's not like he owed anybody a certain item or a certain position on his platform.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, yep. Well, I'm happy with it. And just everyone knows, get out there and vote. Because if you don't vote, don't complain.
Yeah.
Lee, you have a great evening.
You too, Warren. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Oh, I meant to ask him if he dressed up. My grandparents were always the first to vote at their polling place, and they dressed up. My grandmother would wear the kind of dress she would wear to church, and my granddad had on a tie and a jacket. And he always had one of those hats, you know, the men from the 1940s wore. My grandfather still wore those way up into the 90s. So, and they were so proud of voting. That's what they would do. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Deanne.
Hi, Deanne.
I used to work those, and I saw people like that. And then I had this one family that I dreaded because they weren't very good at helping their mom. She had a bottle with your urine in it.
It's a catheter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or a colostomy bag.
Oh, they had that too.
Yeah, oh boy.
But I made sure that I got them voted real good and everything. Yeah. But this morning, I can't remember who I voted for governor, but I'll tell you if you could. It's the one where they said, oh, yeah, well, Trump endorsed him, but that doesn't mean blah, blah, blah. That's who I voted for.
Okay. I think that was Mazie.
Yeah.
Mike Mazie.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And there's something they didn't like about him. Was it the stuff from China? Buying up stuff from China?
There was all kinds of accusations thrown at that guy. And that's what told me, all right, he's the biggest target. That's why they're going after him. He must be the biggest target.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Lee.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening, Deanne from Midwest City on Freedom 96.9. And I remember this was decades ago, one of my first or maybe second elections. Okay, so maybe I was 18 or 20. And I went in my little polling place, and the person behind me had a person with Down syndrome. And so I'm filling out my paperwork, and I'm about to go into the booth and start doing my thing. And I hear the person say, okay, and this is so-and-so. Oh, well, he can't vote. Well, yes, he can. He's registered, and he's over 18. Yes, but he's got a handicap. And she goes, and the woman who was with him, which I presume was his mother, I'm going to help him. It's called handicap assistance, and it's perfectly legal. And the polling place worker backed off. And if the polling place worker hadn't backed off, I'd have been there to help that woman because she was absolutely right. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. David writes, Lee, I don't know why you're so much on to Trump. He has no common sense. David, I don't understand what you're talking about. The man has plenty of common sense. Plenty. You know who had no common sense? Joe Biden. Joe Biden had no common sense because there was nothing common about Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't have any common sense because he didn't have any sense, period, common or otherwise. That all leaked out of his ears years ago, whenever he had his strokes or whenever that was. And I'm not blaming the man for having strokes. I understand and I sympathize, but because he had the strokes and because he was told at the time he started having cognitive problems as you approach 80 because of the damage done to your brain by this stroke, they should have stopped right then and there and said, all right, Joe, guess what? You're going to finish this term as vice president and you're going to retire. That's what his wife should have done. A considerate and caring spouse. Let's spend the rest of our days together on this planet as a couple enjoying ourselves instead of having to worry about backbiting. But oh no, they didn't do that. They didn't do that. They went for a presidential run. Things got worse until Joe was falling asleep on the beach. And probably became the worst president our nation has ever seen. I don't know if economically he's done as much damage, or his administration did as much damage as the Carter administration, but we know that whole Biden syndicate was being kept alive because of the money that was being made.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night.
It was like a mob outfit. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Brian. How's it going, Lee?
It's going good, Brian. And you are where, if anywhere?
I'm sitting in Cleo Springs right now.
All right. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud, just quick question. I already have a voter ID and all that registered and voted for the last presidential election. Do I need to take my voter ID? I forgot if I just need the ID or
just your ID.
Actual ID.
No, just your ID. That's all you need.
Awesome.
I bring both just to flaunt it because I want those election polling place workers to know I've got an ID and I've got a matching voter registration card. Yeah. All you need is the ID so that they can cross-reference your name to the little roster that they have. Yeah. That's all they
need. Well, I'm running late from work, so I'm probably going to be there by 6, so I'm just going to go there directly.
Yeah, go there directly, and once you're in line, they've got to let you vote. So even if there's even if there's a line that goes beyond 7, they got to let you vote.
Oh, what do we vote on that, or what's the deal with that third question with the OG&E deal?
The third question with the OG&E deal.
The Oklahoma gas and electric. There's a question on there. I don't know if you've seen that.
I didn't have that on my ballot.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that must be some my district only.
It must be. Yeah, must be. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If it gives OG&E any more power, I'd say no. And if it helps, if it raises your rates, I'd say no. Whatever it is. Thanks a lot for the call, Brian, in Clio Springs on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Joel writes, Lee, when the United States was claiming the bombings coming from Iran was self-defense, it was wild. Another country started bombing Iran, the U.S. followed, and then we were told this wouldn't last but a few weeks. Months later, here we are, still in Iran. We should have learned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Joel, buddy, nobody is in Iran. We are not in Iran. We have military bases all throughout the Persian Gulf in order to thwart anything that goes on in Iran. And we've got aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf to make Iran behave. But nobody is in Iran. Sorry to disappoint you. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Dennis, your veteran friend down in Kingfisher.
Good to hear from you, sir.
I got something I want to give my 2 cents worth, if it's okay.
Sure.
We have a lieutenant governor that's bragging about how he flew combat missions, a candidate for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
How he flew combat missions hunting for subs, Russian subs.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I remember, we were never at war with Russia, so
no.
How is he flying combat missions?
I don't know.
I've been to war twice. I haven't figured that one out. I mean, I understand Gettner Drummond flew combat missions in Desert Storm.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, I'm not voting for you, and I'm a fellow vet.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate his work, and I appreciate his service, and your service, too. But what do you plan to do as governor that is going to make me vote for you? That would be my question.
Well, I'm on the Jake Merrick band.
Mm-hmm.
I might upset some people. I've kind of like thrown it around. Who am I going to vote for, lieutenant governor, that would compliment Jake Merrick?
Yeah.
You got any ideas on that one, Lee?
Well, I went with T.W. Shannon.
That's who I was thinking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But J.J. Humphrey would be fantastic as well.
I think I'm going to go with T.J. Shannon,
yeah,
too. I kind of like that. He's a Trump supporter, and he's endorsed by Trump, I believe.
Well, and that's not why I voted for him. I voted for him because the lieutenant governor does a lot of things constitutionally, but what mostly the highest profile job of the lieutenant governor is to attract people to the state, whether that's businesses, whether that's tourism, whatever it may be. So the lieutenant governor needs to be a good salesman for the state of Oklahoma, and T.W. Shannon is a good salesman.
Well, I got one thing to say for him. I read some posts. Looks like Elon's looking for another starport. You might want to talk to him and see if we want one to come to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. We've already got jet labs and Air Force bases all over the place, so, you know.
I know they might not like that smelter, but that could go hand in hand with all this aerodynamic stuff and all that. So I think I should stick with that.
I don't think everybody is upset about the smelter. I think that's a handful of people who live in the little town of Iona, but they don't want to change. They don't want to get better. And I can get that, but at the same time, I've also lived in a small town that did very, very well and then all of a sudden is dying. And my, you know, the little town that I grew up in used to have a population of 60,000 people. Now it's down to 30.
Right. And then I had another thing that I thought would be a good idea. I know a lot of countries, but if we want to keep the oil in Oklahoma, I think we need a refinery in Oklahoma.
Or expand the ones we got, which would be a lot easier to do under a Trump administration than anybody else.
Or update them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Lee, that's my 2 cents. You have a good one.
You too, Dennis.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening, and glad you're getting out there and voting on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. How are things at your polling place? What do you think of the latest terror threat that was thwarted? I'm getting into those details. The same study, I should say the same company that conducted the study that said our education system sucks, is now saying Oklahoma City is one of the best-run cities, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong. But I'm pointing it out as the main problem with this company that everybody's taking as God's honest truth. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Yeah, I know you're getting badgered with a lot of texts and a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls, because I am too. And that's just for the election. On top of that, when it comes to trying to get you to sign up for Medicare, come on. If you were born in 1961, you need to take the bull by the horns. You need to get motivated. You need to make the call to 405-848-5790. That's the number to my good friends over at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. No, they won't tell you how to vote. No, they won't try to talk you into something you don't want to do. What they will do is come out, talk to you about Medicare, and then they will get you signed up and make sure that you have all the benefits coming to you, because it is a benefit, unlike the minimum wage, which is a standard, not a benefit. Vote no on 832, by the way. That's from me, not from Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Commissioner Tom Mansky has been recognized 3 straight years as best county elected official because real results matter. Roads maintained, budgets balanced, community partnerships, quality county services.
I'm Thomas Mansky, and I'd be honored to continue as your Canadian County Commissioner. I respectfully ask for your vote on June 16th.
Conservative County Commissioner Tom Mansky, doing the job we need, getting the results we want.
I'm Tom Mansky, and I approve this message. Authorized and paid for by Mansky for Commissioner 2020.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Election day, who you got in the coming election, and what was the story at your polling place? I had three people in front of me, which made me feel better because that meant that there was a steady flow of people, but I didn't have to wait very long. Wasn't one of the horror stories of, say, 2000, where I think I waited in line an hour. 405-608-4377. Kit in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Well, I got a chance to go vote today. Yippee!
Good!
Yeah, I had a guy from my church who's an Uber driver took me.
Good.
And so when we got there, I told him, I said, you'll have to go inside and tell them that you have a handicapped person in the car mm-hmm. with vision issues. And so they brought my ballot out, and I had to sign it, of course.
Yeah.
And then I, last week when you were going down through the ballot, I was taking notes and printing stuff out the best that I could see.
Yeah.
And I took that paper with me, and so I gave it to the guy that took me, and he was reading those off, and then we were finding them on the ballot, and I was marking them, so I got good. Everything taken care of.
Good. You were good and thorough about it then.
Pardon?
You were good and thorough about it.
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when I do that, I don't have anybody in front or behind me. I just have them go in and get my person to bring my ballot out, and they hand it, after I sign it, they hand it to me. And then Greg helped me pick out the ones I wanted to vote for, and, of course, I voted no on the raising of the minimum wage.
Yeah, good.
Because I think that the minimum wage needs to be set by the people of Oklahoma, not a governmental authority.
Yeah. And as I've said many times, I don't have a problem raising the minimum wage. It isn't that I don't want to raise the minimum wage. And all of those supporters of this measure tried to make that sound like, oh, if you vote against this, then you don't want to raise the minimum wage. No, I do. I don't mind raising the minimum wage. I just don't want to do it like that measure was doing it.
Well, and I have the same outlook you do because I'm not against the minimum wage either. And I mm-hmm. think it can be raised as we're able to handle it, and it's not going to be damaging a lot of the small businesses.
Yeah. Oh, it will, if it passes, and I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think there's been enough people explaining what the hell's going on with it and why it's not a good thing, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be so glad when all this mudslinging is over with. I'm so sick and tired of listening to it.
You and everybody else, a lot of people are. I mean, it is really a turnoff, the mudslinging. People are tired of seeing all of that because it's doing nothing to encourage people to vote or to encourage people to learn more about a candidate or any. It's doing absolutely nothing.
Well, what helped me a whole bunch is when my daughter told me, Mom, you can go to YouTube and type in Jake Merrick's name,
mm-hmm.
and I did that, and I got to hear him do a little commenting on, and that was very helpful.
I think that's been the root of his whole campaign. Kit, thanks a lot for the call. Glad you voted, and thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio with Lee Matthews and The Drive.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Police detained several people in Oklahoma City after connecting a vehicle to a string of convenience store robberies. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Primaries are being held today in Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C.
President Trump's political muscle is being tested, including in Georgia's Senate race, where he gave a last-minute endorsement to GOP Congressman Mike Collins over former football coach Derek Dooley in their primary runoff. In Alabama's Republican Senate primary runoff, Trump-backed Congressman Barry Moore faces former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. In Washington, D.C., primaries are being held for mayor and a new non-voting delegate to Congress. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Federal authorities say they disrupted an alleged terror plot targeting Sunday's UFC Freedom 250 event on the White House South Lawn. The FBI says five suspects were in custody after investigators uncovered plans involving explosive drones and coordinated attacks designed to create panic. Officials say the operation spanned multiple states and remains under investigation. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and his wife are being investigated by the Department of Justice and claims the probe is politically motivated. In a video posted online, Newsom accused President Trump of targeting potential political rivals ahead of a possible presidential campaign. Sources familiar with the matter say the investigation has reportedly been underway since 2025 and involves whistleblower complaints related to the couple's finances. The Justice Department has not publicly commented. Over half of workers ages 40 through 60 in the U.S. are caring for a parent while also holding down a job.
According to Legal Shield data, that pressure is already showing up at work through missed time, getting less done, and people thinking about leaving their job. The survey says nearly 40% have cut savings or retirement contributions to help pay for a parent's care. The analysis also shows legal questions tied to parental elder care have more than doubled since 2022 as middle-aged children deal with paperwork, care decisions, and out-of-pocket costs. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
An investigation.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. OKC police detained several people early Tuesday after connecting a vehicle to a string of convenience store robberies. Officers tracked the suspect vehicle to an apartment complex and set up a perimeter where four people were detained and 20-year-old Carl Wyatt was taken into custody, though charges haven't been filed yet. Police are still searching for another possible suspect as the investigation continues. State agents seized thousands of marijuana plants and a bust in Arapahoe this week. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says more than 5,400 plants and over 365 pounds of processed marijuana were recovered. Investigators say the operation used fraudulent registration to supply the black market, with one person arrested on drug trafficking charges and additional arrests still possible. A museum curator in Elk City made a surprising discovery after finding a mammoth tooth among a pile of rocks. Experts believe the tooth likely belonged to a young mammoth, and the fossil is believed to have come from Roger Mills County. Researchers are now working to learn more about its origin, and the tooth will be on display at a local museum. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils. Everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Same study that says our education system sucks is saying that Oklahoma City is one of the best-run cities. Huh. How does that work? Lee Matthews in the Drive going to try to explain as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions and high humidity under a crystal clear sky with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be very windy and hot with plenty of sunshine and a high of 96. Tomorrow night will bring partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and high humidity with a low of 75. Thursday will have variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It'll be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on. on with a high of 81. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson this Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, the election is going on while you were at work today, and if you're on your way home from work, a reminder to stop by and vote who you got in the upcoming election. Polls close at 7 o'clock. Usually, we have the absentee and early voting totals 7:15, 7:20. Start getting some of the early totals in about 7:30. And then usually by 7:45, 7:50, we have just about everything in. That's how good Oklahoma's system is. You see, when you do go in and you fill out your ballot and you run it through that scanner, cha-ching, it's counted. The data stays in that scanner until the end of the day and all the polls close and everybody's had their chance to vote. Sometimes there are some precincts way out in the panhandle because it takes people longer to get to their polling place. And sometimes when they get there, there's a line and they have to wait for everybody to get through the line before they can shut everything down. But then the director of elections types in the password and all the data is released to the election board. And that's where we get our totals. And unlike, say, they start scanning all of the ballots when the polls close. And I don't even know if Los Angeles is done counting their mayoral election ballots. 405-608-4377. So who you got and what do you think? What do you think of the latest terror threat that was thwarted? I've got more on that coming up in just a minute. FBI and its law enforcement partners disrupted an alleged plot targeting this past weekend's UFC Freedom 250 event in Washington, D.C. Five people were in custody as of Monday. Investigators think there are as many as 23 as part of the potential network of plotters. The plan involved using explosive-laden drones to hit buildings near the event, force a mass evacuation, and steer crowds toward a pre-staged sniper team. The second wave was then allegedly planned to storm the White House gate, according to officials. FBI first learned of the threat back on June 10th, worked with partners to secure probable cause and arrests in Cincinnati, where one suspect was taken into custody. Court documents identified that suspect as 19-year-old Tyson Proper. According to the criminal complaint, he spent $3,000 of his graduation money to purchase lots of ammunition, guns, extra magazines, and other items for the attack. He also allegedly acquired several boxes of ammunition, estimated to be thousands of rounds, and two plate carriers of AR-style magazines. Two others, identified as Brian Omar Roa, Michael Allen Thomas, were arrested in California for alleged involvement in the plot. Both men were charged with conspiracy to commit murder. They appeared in court yesterday in Riverside. They're still looking for the others. Court documents say Eskridge's wife told investigators he described himself as a recruiter for the group and had amassed tactical gear, including the rifle, ammunition, and other equipment. This is not terrorist-related. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And let's see, the same study that said, the same company that issued the study that said our education system sucks, says Oklahoma City is one of the best-run cities. Credibility problem much? All worth chatting about or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Been talking a lot about the minimum wage lately, and one of the points that I've been trying to make to people who want to raise the minimum wage is that the minimum wage is not a benefit. okay? The minimum wage is a standard. A benefit is something you work hard for and then you enjoy the rewards of, wherever it might come from, the government or even yourself. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. You've been working all your life for minimum wage and you got a problem. But even if you have, I know that McGuire Capital can help you take what you've got and make more of it. McGuire Capital, they've been doing it. Well, I can tell you, Michael McGuire has been doing managing money and managing these kinds of investments since he was 14 years of age. And you know what? He did it out of necessity. His dad died, and it was really the only way he could save the company was to try to take what they had and make more of it. And he can do the same for you. So give him a call, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863. And then pretty soon you won't care what the minimum wage is or what state Social Security is in. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, McGuire Capital.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
So one of the most common reasons that people come into ClearSight is that they can't see their cell phone. They can't see their computer. They're tired of reading glasses. They don't like bifocals. They want to go back in time where they didn't have to have that hassle.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
And so what's really cool is that not only can we get people that near vision back that they wanted, we can get them improved vision in general. So yeah, they can see their cell phone, which is awesome, but we also make people feel more confident when they're driving. They can see street signs better. They can just see the world. It's like going back in time.
I wish I'd have had it 20 years ago. To be able to look at an iPhone a foot away from your face and being able to see messages and to be able to identify traffic signs and everything far away, you can see it that next day, and it's that amazing.
If you want to see clearly without readers or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee, and you are gonna love what you see.
We're talking about news and opinions from DC to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 74. Sunny tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night's low 73. Into Thursday, 40% chance of afternoon and evening showers, high of 86. Overnight, Thursday night into Friday, 80% chance of rain, low of 64. Friday morning, 40% chance of morning showers and a high of 84. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Let's see, got the latest on Iran. Although Trump hinted at reading the text of the MOU, the memo of understanding, out loud at one of his press conferences, in full, release of the details are said to be on Friday of the MOU. So right now there's a lot of speculation about what is in the MOU and what isn't. President Trump continued to work to forge a peace deal in the Middle East, working with leaders of the Group of Seven. He promises the U.S. is not investing any money in Iran, arguing his memorandum of understanding is better than the failed Obama-era JCPOA. Trump praised Qatar for being on the front line of the regional tensions and touted the country's plans to invest more than $1 trillion in the United States. Trump said Israel prime, part of that, by the way, is that smelter in Iona. Trump said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is a poopy face. No, he didn't say that. He said he must be more responsible with Lebanon and insisted the two leaders still have an unbelievable relationship. We're going to go pick out towels together next week, he said. No, he didn't say that. And Trump said Ukraine's peace will be the focus after Iran, urging Russia to make a deal and saying he will do whatever he can to stop the war. Okay, all right. Again, I'll believe it when I see it. But I don't see the IRGC or Iran, I don't see that leopard changing its spots. Unless we find a way to completely neuter the IRGC. And if we've done that and I don't know about it or we don't know about it, okay. If we haven't done that, then we are still dealing with a leopard. The leopard hasn't changed its spots. Basically, it's a theocratic culture. A theocratic sex cult is what it is. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews. A new study, the same company that was saying Oklahoma is 50th in the nation when it comes to education. And, of course, everybody on the left picked up that mantra and started repeating it. When, in fact, WalletHub.com only measured what Oklahoma spends per pupil, including junior college, versus how many graduate high school. They didn't take cost of living into account, and they didn't take the fact that a lot of what the money that we spend on education is going to junior college because of our fantastic community college program. And when you reinterpolate that to include those figures, Oklahoma is 24th or 25th. In the middle. Not the best, but not the worst either. Okay, this same company now says that Oklahoma is the 12th best run city in the nation, Oklahoma City. And that Oklahoma City's local governments continue to grapple with challenges like inflation, ongoing public safety. I'm sorry, they talk about local governments nationwide. WalletHub analyzed 148 of the nation's largest cities based on their operating efficiency. The study developed a quality of city services score for each city using 36 key performance indicators across six service categories. Oklahoma City came out 74th. No, I'm sorry, 12th. Overall, came out 12th in the nation. We were 6th in financial stability, 96th in education, 108th in health, 91st in safety, 43rd in economy, 133rd in infrastructure and pollution, and 9th total budget per capita. That's what pushed us into 12th. But then you look back and you say, well, this is WalletHub. And all they do is take one figure and divide it by another figure. And then they compare it to all the other states based on the same criteria. They don't take cost of living into account. They don't take industrialization into account. They don't take any of that into account. Credibility problem much there, WalletHub? But it doesn't stop the left from picking up and running with those very loose facts. 4056 and statistics. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Your thoughts on that? What do you think of the latest terror threat that was thwarted? And your polling place. What did you see? Who you got in the election going on today on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio?
Used to be you drove the car. It's getting to the point where the car drives you. Used to be you had to check under the hood to make sure everything was in good shape, and now the car tells you if it's in good shape or not. That's where Frontier Motors comes in. Hey, it's Lee Matthews for Frontier Motors, and they wanted me to tell you that they have been the trusted franchise dealer in El Reno since 1936. And one of the reasons they have been is because of service. They've been there to help you through after not only buying the car, but after the car. And even if you're not a current customer, they will continue to support the community and offer to check your vehicle out. If you have a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, your air conditioning not quite getting the job done on these hot summer days, recalls or safety issues, all at no charge. Most people would charge you for that, but they don't. It's also part of the regular scheduled service visits, too, so you might find yourself going there to get all your service done. Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group. Give them a call, 405-262-3355, in El Reno, on Route 66, frontiermotor.net.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
Of 96.9 AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 74. Sunny tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. We got some breaks on the way Thursday into Friday. It'll start Thursday afternoon with a 40% chance of rain. High of only 86. 80% chance of rain Thursday night into Friday morning, low 64. Friday, 40% chance of rain in the morning, high of 84. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Scott in Choctaw. How are you doing tonight?
Good to hear from you, sir. Yes.
Oddly enough, I voted the same that you did. I got so tired of hearing all those negative ads. I decided that if these ads are at least half true, then there's nobody I want to vote for. I used to listen to Merrick's morning show. I liked him. I thought this was something new, something different. I feel bad for not thinking he's got much of a chance, but I think perhaps make a statement if nothing else.
Well,
and then speaking. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I never thought he didn't have a chance. I knew he had a challenge because he didn't have the money in the bank that a lot of the others did. And if you don't have the money in the bank, you can't get your name out and known statewide. So that's my concern. Did he do a good enough job getting the people in the eastern part of the state to find his name familiar and connect with his platform?
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. And he avoided the mudslinging, avoided the name calling, avoided the everything else that everybody was elbow deep in. And like you said, at this point in any governor or otherwise test of this nature, people are just sick and tired of it.
They're definitely sick and tired of mudslinging, and I know where that comes from. That comes from political consultants who, this is the primary, so it doesn't, your platform doesn't matter. What does matter is people remember who you are and all of your opponents they hate. And so that's what they try to do. They try to get you to hate all the other opponents, and they end up turning off everybody.
True.
Yeah.
True. And that's what they did. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, I mean, it's a little like when I was over there. Okay, the emphasis started to be, okay, we want to expand our platform to podcasts. And I said, okay, right. I think that's a good idea. I think it's a very good idea. Let's expand our platform to podcasts. And so everybody who was also on the air would do a podcast. Okay, that's fine. And I said, why don't we just take some of the stuff that we talk about on the air and expand it a little more on the podcast? In other words, let's not give them the same thing on the podcast that they're going to get on the air. That way we can use our on-air platform to promote the podcast. If you want to hear more like this, go to blah, 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 blah. They disagreed. Yeah. They disagreed. Oh, no, we want our podcasts to eventually become the main platform that people will be consuming of our products. And then I said, okay, well, as you do that, you are going to discourage people from listening to the radio, which, by the way, is the business you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the wave of the future. And I said, no, this is a fad. People are going to get tired of having to wait to get the content on the podcast and then have to listen to a whole hour's podcast to get the 5 minutes of information that they wanted.
Yeah.
And so they are now in the toilet from the ratings situation, and I'm over here. So that is what a lot of these candidates were doing. They were
They were
slinging mud to the point where, okay, I'm doing what the consultant's telling me to do so that it'll get people to not like my opponents and like me. Well, you're getting them to not like anybody who's flinging mud. So,
as far as I can tell, that's what happened. At least
I think so. I think so. We'll see who it hurts the most.
Yes, we will.
On Freedom 96.9. Thanks a lot for the call. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. McDonald's announced earlier today that it is bringing back a customer favorite. No, not the McRib, although they bring that back seasonally. They should have brought that back before now, I think. Anyway, McDonald's announced it is bringing back the fried apple pie. Just for summer. Now, unfortunately, McDonald's has automated itself so much that you can enjoy a fried apple pie from McDonald's, but you will have to order it yourself, process your order yourself, cook it yourself, and package it yourself. Yeah. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. New type of radar is going to be employed by the National Weather Service. We'll get into that. I've got a lot more emails and social medias to get to as well on Freedom 96.9. And Freedom 96.9 is honoring the 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate the largest 4th of July festival in the country and in the state with events like the concert in the park, the rodeo, Liberty spring car show, the Liberty Fest parade, and the grand fireworks show, which, by the way, is back on the grounds of UCO where it was several years ago. Find out more about Freedom Fest, freedom969.com. I will be emceeing the Liberty Fest parade again this year. Hope to see you out there. As part of Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The FBI says it stopped an alleged terror plot targeting the UFC Freedom 250 event at the White House
Five suspects are in custody and the investigation continues. Georgia Republicans vote in a high-profile gubernatorial runoff with Trump-backed Burt Jones facing businessman Rick Jackson, who is backed by Senator Ted Cruz. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a DOJ investigation involving him and his wife is politically motivated. Sources say the probe reportedly stemmed from financial whistleblower complaints. A man is in the hospital after he was struck by gunfire on a Los Angeles freeway.
LAPD officials say the incident happened Monday afternoon when the man was hit by gunfire on the westbound side of the 10 freeway near West Washington Boulevard. He was taken to the hospital in unknown condition. The motive for the shooting is unclear, and no arrests have been made. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
And I want to talk to you for a minute, not as a lawyer, but as someone who's seen way too much. In my career, I've handled hundreds of car wrecks, and I'll tell you what the numbers show. Every single time, the people who buckle up tend to walk away. The people who don't, too often they don't walk away at all. It's the simplest thing in the world. 2 seconds, one click. Statistically, a seatbelt can be the difference between a bad day and the worst day of your family's life. I don't care how short the drive is. I don't care if you're just going down the road. Buckle up, make your kids buckle up. I've seen what happens when folks don't, and I never want to see your family in my office for that reason. From all of us at McIntyre Law, please click it, buckle up your seatbelt, and drive safe.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. OKC police detained several people early Tuesday after connecting a vehicle to a string of convenience store robberies. Officers tracked the suspect vehicle to an apartment complex and set up a perimeter where four people were detained and 20-year-old Carl Wyatt was taken into custody, though charges haven't been filed yet. Police are still searching for another possible suspect as the investigation continues. State agents seized thousands of marijuana plants and a bust in Arapahoe this week. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says more than 5,400 plants and over 365 pounds of processed marijuana were recovered. Investigators say the operation used fraudulent registration to supply the black market, with one person arrested on drug trafficking charges and additional arrests still possible. A museum curator in Elk City made a surprising discovery after finding a mammoth tooth among a pile of rocks. Experts believe the tooth likely belonged to a young mammoth, and the fossil is believed to have come from Roger Mills County. Researchers are now working to learn more about its origin, and the tooth will be on display at a local museum. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Ready? Vacation Bible School is almost here at First Baptist Church of Yukon, June 22nd through 26th, from 9 a.m. to noon. Kids who have completed pre-K through 5th grade are invited to join the fun. This year's theme is Illumination Station, shining a light on who Jesus really is. Kids will enjoy a bright week of music, games, crafts, snacks, recreation, and Bible learning as they explore what it means that Jesus is the light of the world. Register now at fbcyukon.com. And save your child's spot. Don't miss Vacation Bible School, June 22nd to 26th at First Baptist Church of Yukon, 15 South 6th Street. We were made to magnify God. Come be part of the excitement.
New type of radar is being introduced by the National Weather Service in Norman. I will explain what it does better than the others. And you can tell me what you think as Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, continues with the drive.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions and high humidity under a crystal clear sky with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be very windy and hot with plenty of sunshine and a high of 96. Tomorrow night will bring partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and high humidity with a low of 75. Thursday will have variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It'll be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 81. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
If they try to rebuild it, they're never going to get the financial resources that they would need to rebuild a billions of dollars worth of nuclear program. On the other hand, if they're willing to commit to verifiable milestones and to make sure that we feel confident they're not going to rebuild that program, we're going to totally transform our relationship with Iran and Iran's relationship with the broader Middle East.
And that is fine if J.D. Vance is right and the Leopards have changed their spots, but I don't think they have. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We should be getting more details on the MOU, which is the Memo of Understanding with the United States and Iran. I'm hoping it doesn't turn into an MOUSE, but that's just me. James writes, Lee, I think this is all happening so Israel can control more of the oil in the Middle East like they control us. James, I disagree. They do not control us. Otherwise, Trump would not be as critical of Netanyahu as he has been. And even asking Netanyahu, WTF, bro. And Israel never has controlled any of the oil, and they're not controlling any of it now. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Oh, this is Russell from Oklahoma City.
Oh, hey, Russell. Good to hear from you, sir.
I went to the voting booth this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was number 9.
Huh?
So I got there early.
Yes, you did. Did you dress up?
No.
Okay.
I had to go to work.
All right.
Anyway.
My grandparents used to dress up and go wait in line to make sure that their vote, that they were number, ballots number 1 and number 2.
Ah, yeah. Back then they got up when the chickens got up.
They did, yes.
Or before the roosters got up.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why I called is because when I got to the voting booth and I gave my driver's license, my name was flagged.
What did you do?
And I have no idea. It's just flagged, or I guess they periodically just flag a person just to make sure that they have the right address. And so I had to tell them what my current address is, because sometimes, not every time, a driver's license address is not the same where you actually currently living.
Yeah.
So they have to ask me what my current address was. So I did, and it was the same. So I had to verify that it was the same. But if it wasn't the same, I had to fill out another piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of odd. So I don't know how many people was flagged today, but...
Well, that's one way they keep the voting rolls. That's how they keep them fresh and up, and where they need to be.
So I'm assuming the reason why I'm because if anybody hasn't written voted yet, don't be surprised if your name has been flagged.
Yeah.
So just a forewarning.
I wouldn't mind because I'd rather them check than not check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I voted for Jake Merrick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anybody else got it, but I still got a text message from Joe Eccles and
I'm still getting
cheating.
In fact, I just got one as I'm talking to you.
just be sure to vote.
Yep.
So.
And we'll know pretty soon. We'll know pretty soon who's going to be in the runoffs and who isn't.
Oh, did you ever find out when the runoff is?
July 12th.
July 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Wolf.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for calling. Or,
I don't know why I keep on saying that. Russell, you called me, but okay. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. What was your experience at the polling place? Who you got in the big field, because there's a lot of people, And I had a lot of people reaching out to me asking for my advice. I don't like to tell people how to vote. I did tell them, here are my picks. Okay? Basically meaning this is who I am supporting, but you support who you think should be the best candidates. 405-608-437. Seven on Freedom 96.9. I'm getting to where I'm not even looking at my phone anymore. Every time it buzzes, I know it's another text from another politician saying, please, 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 please vote for me. And if it's not that, it's somebody going, please, please, please help it. Let us sign you up for Medicare. I'm Lee Matthews. I would never go with an out-of-state or a 1-800 number when it comes to setting up something as important as Medicare. And I don't think you should either. That's why if you were born in 1961 and are getting those kinds of calls and are confused about what to do, I can make your life easy. One phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Best call you'll make in a good while, too. And then you will have that off your mind. The team at Well-Preserved Auto Group, Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put the plan together that'll work for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Before I mix up their phone number with somebody else's, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, and that is a Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
Why do we do vision correction? Why do I love what we do every single day? I get to help people see better than they ever have in their past.
Here's Dr. Luke from ClearSight.
I had LASIK myself, one of the best decisions I ever made. It is the ability to just wake up and see. It's functional vision. It's not having to worry about the hassle of glasses and contacts, readers, bifocals. Nobody wants to get older. Nobody wants to not be able to see. Nobody loves blurry vision.
Well, it's absolutely changed my life to be able to just get out of bed and just start my day. I cannot recommend this enough. And my only regret is that I waited so long.
What people do love is being able to wake up, see, live their lives, go hunting, go fishing, go to the lakes, just enjoy life. And what's better than that?
If you want to see clearly without glasses, contacts, readers, or bifocals, then schedule your free eye exam with ClearSight and take advantage of 0% financing for up to 36 months. Call 405-733-2020 or visit clearsight.com. And remember,
2020 or it's free.
That's the ClearSight guarantee. And you are going to love what you see.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Calling for clear skies tonight, low 74. Sunday tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Thursday, 40% chance of rain in the evening and afternoon hours. 80% chance of rain Thursday night into Friday morning. High of 86, low of 64 Thursday. And then Friday, 40% chance of morning rain with a high of 84. It's 91 right now. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and the Drive. National Weather Service forecasters use data from the phased array radar technology to issue a tornado warning for the very first time earlier this year. It's a milestone that helped keep people safe by preventing them from getting into the path of a tornado and protecting property in southeast Oklahoma. Phased Array Radar, or PAR, initially developed for the military, but it's been adapted for weather observation. Unlike traditional radars that mechanically point their beam, Phased Array Radar uses thousands of small antennas to electronically point the beam in different directions. The technology updates data every 1 to 2 minutes, significantly faster than the traditional radar's 5 to 7 minute update rate. Sebastian Torres, senior research scientist with the University of Oklahoma, works with a group called the Cooperative Institute of Severe High-Impact Weather Research and Operations. His main area of research, along with the NOAA, is the phased array radar. He says he and his team worked for the past 20 years adapting this radar system for weather observation. The system's electronic pointing capability allows flexibility and quick data acquisition. He says we can be looking at a tornado forming over here and then immediately switch to this area and look at another storm forming. The technology was used when the storm approached Caney, Oklahoma, and that was earlier this year. The research has translated into preventing people from getting into the path of a tornado and saving lives and protecting property, which, hey, that's what it's all about. Oh, I stand corrected. Runoff election, August 25th. August 25th. I said sometime in July. And you know why I said that? Because that's when we enter the FCC window where I have to grant equal time. So that's why that was stuck in my brain. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Ryan from UConn.
Hello, Ryan. What you got on your mind?
I was just going to make, yes, sir, I was going to make a comment. Of course, we're all Oklahomans, and we're all weather enthusiasts just by nature because of our weather.
Yeah.
One thing that's fascinating, I know that the NEXRAD system that the Weather Service uses and the TV stations also a lot of times get their data from there if they don't have a live radar,
mm-hmm.
or if they even do, they have a second set of data. You know, we've been using the same radar system since 1990, and that was developed in 1988. I know it's been upgraded several times, but it's kind of crazy because we're nearly at the 40-year mark of using the same radars. And, of course, they've been upgraded, but I thought that we would have had the phased arrays were introduced kind of like in the test bed phase in Norman like 20 years ago. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. And we still have not even implemented them across the country. I thought that's unusual.
Well, I was given the idea that they had not been adopted for weather use yet, and that's what they were working on.
Yes. And I'm not an expert or anything. I'm just, mm-hmm. I watch all the local. You get a lot of education just by watching all of our coverage. But they started testing the phased array in like 2005 down at the National Weather Service.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been testing it for 20 years. And I thought by now, because they've always liked what they've seen,
yeah.
knowing that it needed to be tweaked and stuff, I thought we would have had them all over. It just shows you how slow the government moves. That's just my two cents.
No, I agree. I agree there. And I get frustrated. I get frustrated when we're, you know, when we do have a tornado bearing down on us, and I'm looking at that radar and looking at that radar, and I'm waiting for it to update and waiting for it to update, and then the 7 minutes it takes for it to update, that damn tornado could have touched down and be taking me out right about then.
Well, you know, another thing, Lee, that's a good point, because on severe weather mode, they can speed it up a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
it's generally 6 minutes. Sometimes it can be four. But one time I was watching the radar, I was watching the live NEXRAD data on one of the websites you can look at it, and it's in real time. Like, in other words, it updates just the same speed as the Weather Service. And I was hoping to dodge a hail core.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting there watching it. It's like radar scope. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, baseballs start falling on my house. This
yeah.
was in
yeah.
April of 2020. And then a minute later, it updated and showed data 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Lee, thank you for taking my call, sir.
You are welcome. Thank you for joining in. And, yes, we are, as Oklahomans, we are in particular sensitive to the weather. I mean, I grew up, my grandfather was, he was one of these, because he was in agriculture, he kept track of barometric pressure, rainfall, wind speeds, and would send that data in to the Cooperative Extension Service, and they would keep records of weather. And it was for the farmers, basically. And so as a really fancy rain gauge, accurate rain gauge, they gave him a very accurate barometer, which I still have. It's a brass barometer. And I've recalibrated it because it was calibrated for sea level because that's where my grandfather was. I had to recalibrate it for our elevation here, which right about where I live, it's around 1,800 feet above sea level. And so that thing is still accurate. But the problem is barometric pressure, you want to measure if it's rising or falling. If it's rising, chances are you've got high pressure moving in and the weather's going to be good. If it's falling, chances are the pressure's dropping and you've got bad weather coming in. The problem is by the time you realize the pressure is falling significantly enough to cause bad weather, you're in the middle of a hurricane. That's the problem. But monitoring barometric pressure digitally really isn't much different. But that was what they did back in the day. If you were on a ship, you had a barometer, and they would notice, because you were at sea level, they would notice whether the barometer was rising or falling. And if it was falling, they would keep their eyes open for a storm system on the horizon, and if they saw it, they would try to get around it if they could. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole, but I did. There it is. Coming up, more trouble with the Southern Poverty Law Center like they need it. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. If you haven't voted and are voting on your way home, my good friend Scott McCullum of McRoof wanted me to put a little bug in your ear for the name Chris Meredith. He's running for insurance commissioner. And as far as Scott McCullum of McRoof is concerned, he is the man. And you know that our insurance in Oklahoma has been really flaky lately. One of the things I discovered is our insurance commissioner currently has no say when it comes to rates. I think that needs to change. I hope Chris Meredith is one that'll make a change. But Scott McCullum is here to make sure that you are covered by everything that your insurance has coming to you with McRoof, because they will more than just repair your roof. They will fortify your roof to better handle whatever Oklahoma weather can throw at it. And insurance companies like that at the end of the day. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts its nonsense. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They've been saving lives and protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time. Make sure to vote.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services, hard work, wellheads, close to home.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked.
3 to 96.9, accurate the forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 74. Sunny tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night, 73 for the low. Into Thursday, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. 80% chance of rain Thursday night into Friday. Low 64. Friday, 40% chance of morning showers, high of 84. 91 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Oh, you know what else happened today? Algae started to show up in the reflectopond. Algae that they had just finished cleaning out of that pond, resealing the pond, refilling the pond, and treating it so algae won't grow in the pond. Now, of course, the media is trying to make it sound like, see, all of Trump's money and efforts were wasted. Well, earlier this afternoon, Washington, D.C. police pulled over a pickup truck that had several empty buckets of algae they had dumped into the reflecting pond overnight. Can they clean out the algae? Yes, they can, very easily. Because this new pool company that came in, from Atoka, by the way, Atoka, Oklahoma, was able to fix it to where there will be no more algae growing in that reflecting pond on the mall, which is very, it's big, by the way. It's very large. Is it a mile long? It may be. I don't think it's a full mile. Maybe a half a mile. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Patrick writes, Lee, you've sure had an amazing week of topics, all worth listening to. What you and other listeners have to say about the election, about Iran. When you, and I mean you in general, actually do what you say you do, and you get the bleep bombed out of you because you don't believe Trump would do what he said he would do, maybe that's, maybe, just maybe, you should consider making it a deal. Making a deal. Trump isn't being fooled by Iran like the last 47 years our presidents and Congress have been. Anyway, something's got their attention. Time will tell. And the USA is locked and loaded to bomb the holy bleep, a higher category of bomb the bleep out of some country. Next time, if needed, I suspect, so be it. Finally, good lineup again. Lee, Patrick, okay, thank you very much. I think I got the gist of what you were saying. Basically, what you're saying is that, okay, we bombed the bleep out of Iran. Iran said they wanted to negotiate. We started negotiating. They started dragging their feet. We bombed them again, and then they said, okay, yeah, now we're really ready to negotiate. So they've taken the negotiations a step further. My question, Patrick, is are they going to stall from here? Because this is what they do. All they need to claim victory is to stop getting bombed. And all they need to do to stop getting bombed is to agree to some sort of negotiation. They don't have to actually negotiate. They just have to agree to the negotiation to stop the bombing. My question is how many of the hardliners are still there and how many of them are still actually in charge? Because that's the problem. The hardliners are never going to capitulate. The hardliners are never going to be bombed into submission. They don't have to. They've got their people to be bombed into submission. They don't care about their people. They are a theocratic sex cult. They are a radical wing of Islam that thinks it's okay to have multiple wives, that you beat or kill or both. Women are second-class citizens, and you can abuse these women sexually as much as you want. You can marry them at 9 years of age if you're 63. And as long as you die for Allah, everything's going to be fine. So how do you go up with a cult like that that basically has a death wish? And whose sacrament is to lie and cheat, because you, the United States, are the infidel. You bomb them into submission until they cannot function without, yes, please, 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 make a deal. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96. KQOP.
Enid in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Drivers in Midwest City saw delays after a hole was found on a bridge Monday. But first, your national...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News last night that a framework agreement with Iran will keep the Strait of Hormuz open and bar Tehran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, calling it a verification-based deal that ties sanctions relief to strict compliance and inspections.
We don't trust anyone. We do verify, and we do extend this hand and say, look, if you guys are willing to change, we're willing to change how we've dealt with you too.
Final details will be worked out before the formal signing. Democratic strategist James Carville is drawing attention after predicting that President Donald Trump could resign before Easter of 2027, citing expected political fallout after the midterms. Carville also suggested Vice President J.D. Vance could assume office and potentially issue a pardon. The White House pushed back strongly, calling the comments politically motivated and inaccurate. The remarks come as both parties prepare for the 2026 midterm elections. Five women in Jersey City are being treated after someone threw a substance at them.
Authorities say the victims were standing outside near 105 Wilkinson Avenue when the suspect stopped the car they were driving and threw what's believed to be sulfuric acid at them. All five victims were taken to a local hospital for skin burns and peeling. Jersey City police say the incident may have been targeted and may have stemmed from a previous argument between a large group of people. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Severe storms are expected to take aim at parts of the Midwest and Northeast this week.
The weather threat is expected to start today with gusty winds and hail set to hit parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Major cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, and Detroit could all be impacted. Later in the week, the severe weather threat is expected to move into New York City, Washington, D.C., and other large East Coast cities. This comes just days after both regions were hit by destructive winds and large hail. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A Noble County family is speaking out after a teacher was charged with abusing a six-year-old special needs student. Investigators say video shows former teacher Mike Arnold pulling the child's hair and arm in a Frontier Public Schools classroom. Arnold now faces a felony child abuse charge and a misdemeanor assault charge, as the family says they pulled their daughter from the school after seeing the signs of trauma. District officials say Arnold was placed on leave and later resigned. The parents are calling for accountability, as Arnold is scheduled for court next month. Drivers in Midwest City experienced delays Monday after emergency repairs closed lanes on I-40. Officials say a hole was found in a bridge near Southeast 29th, which forced westbound traffic down to one lane as crews worked through the afternoon to fix the issue. Repairs continued into the evening commute, and additional work may be ahead. Several OKC offices will be closed Friday in honor of Juneteenth, with officials saying closures will include city offices, municipal court, and many parks facilities. Some services like animal welfare will also be affected, and trash and recycling will still run as scheduled. Public transit will be free for the day, with city leaders saying the holiday honors an important part of U.S. history. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the
Knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
More trouble for the Southern Poverty Law Center, as if they needed it. Lee Matthews and the Drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions and high humidity under a crystal clear sky with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be very windy and hot with plenty of sunshine and a high of 96. Tomorrow night will bring partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and high humidity with a low of 75. Thursday will have variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It'll be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 81. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, invites you to the Freedom Forum with Eric Erickson this Thursday, June 18th at 405 Social, 14,041 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City from 3 to 7 p.m. This is a free event and a chance to meet national radio host Eric Erickson. Free appetizers will be provided by 405 Social for guests of the Freedom Forum. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live and Aaron Brillbeck will be the MC. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of things happened today. It's election day, for one thing. And what was your experience at the polling place? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We've got that to chat about. What do you think of the latest terror threat thwarted? They were going to try to fly armed drones into the big wrestling event that was going on this weekend at the White House. FBI learned about it on Wednesday, and they were able to make some arrests and break the whole thing up by Sunday. 405-608-4377. And the same study that says our education system sucks also says Oklahoma City is one of the best run cities. Credibility problem? I think so. That same company, by the way, is Wallet Hub. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Dan writes to lmatthews@freedom969.com, to those saying Trump's work in Iran is a sack of excrement, and then Obama wasn't a Muslim socialist commie who fundamentally changed America, and his Mao China doctrine that he learned from his real father, Marxist Frank Marshall Davis. Barack went to Mecca twice, and only Muslims are allowed in the holy city. He gave billions of cash on pallets for Iran to build a nuclear power plant. He bombed more countries than any president going back to Truman and FDR. You can keep your own doctor. Lie. Your health care will be cheaper with Obamacare. It skyrocketed. He used ICE to deport 5 million illegals, more than any president. He stood before the American people in November of 2016 and stated that Russians did not hack the elections, then pushed the false narrative a couple of months later that they did. He did coke, and they had to clean him up. Is gay and killed three gay lovers to hide it. Great guy. Biden was a senile old liar who sold classified documents to foreign countries since 1974. These documents were found in his garage, sold classified documents as vice president to China, claimed to be the party who freed slaves when it was the Republicans, and he talked down to blacks. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, Dan, you're going on and on and on about a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter because Obama is no longer the president and neither are Biden. So I get what you're saying. You started out the premise of the conversation by saying to those who are saying Trump's work in Iran is a sack of excrement, there's all of this. And you're right. You're right. But we can summarize this. The biggest difference is Obama and Biden and Obama and Biden and Biden's policies hurt the United States and the people of the United States. Even though many loved those two guys. Now we have the reciprocal. A lot of people hate Trump, but his policies are good for the people of the United States. If you cannot see that, then you are not looking at it. Your vision is being clouded. Everybody was talking about what his name will come to the actor that does all the gangster movies. And how much he hates. He was talking about how he can't be. He doesn't like America. He hates America, and he can't like America until a Democrat gets back in office. Well, that's a pretty crappy attitude to have. It basically says you don't love America unless a Democrat's in office. You see, I still loved America, and I still supported America, and I thought America was a great country when Obama was in office, when Biden was in office. I think it's better now that Trump's in office because Trump's policies are doing better things for the United States. And if, when Trump is out of office, if a Democrat gets elected, which I hope doesn't happen, but if it does, I will not hate the United States because the American people elected a Democrat. I didn't hate the United States when I thought Biden was elected under questionable circumstances. No, I don't think it was illegal. I think it was he was ballot harvested. And I don't think ballot harvesting should be legal. But in the states that it was, that's what pushed Biden over the top, and that's why he won. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. Hi, you're on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hey, Lee, it's Zach in Oklahoma City.
Hello, Zach. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, thanks, sir. So, I hate to sound like a broken record to keep bringing this up, but, you know, I have to be honest that, you know, the more that the aftermath of the direct conflict with Iran is playing out, I have to say that I'm a little disappointed.
And you're not the only one, Zach. Yeah.
I hate to say that, but you know, to your point, the domestic policies of the Trump administration are so powerful, so positive for the American people. I really hate to see it potentially overshadowed by what could play out to be a blunder in the foreign policy realm. You know, I would really hate to see going into the midterms, you know, gas prices are able to come down. You know, we are able to see a little bit of an improvement with inflation and job numbers here. I would really hate to see all of that overshadowed with Democrats. And you're already seeing them do it today. Chuck Schumer with statements out today talking about how this this agreement, which, by the way, is not being released to us at the behest of Qatar and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would hate to see them broadcast this as a surrender. You know, why did American soldiers die if, you know, we have the same radical, to your point earlier, we have the same type of radical regime in Iran. We have, you know, we still have no concrete plan to get the uranium dust out of country. You know, as if reports are correct, if they do sign this agreement as soon as Friday, they could start selling oil again as status quo, you know, the normal. You know, so I have to ask, you know, what really did we accomplish if we're still in a negotiating phase, but they are starting to see some benefits? You know, I have to say that it's a little disheartening, and I hope that President Trump is able to see that, to your point earlier, we're going to have to bomb them. We are going to have to make them feel defeat. They do not feel defeated. Iran, the head of Iran's National Security Committee today just issued a threat to the United States saying that if we don't abide by the rules, we were brought to make to the table and, you know, were made to make a strategic pivot. You know, that's not the verbiage of a nation that has realized and suddenly seen the light. So, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is very important, especially heading into the midterms. This is going to be an issue that's that the Trump administration is beaten over the head with. And we can't gaslight ourselves into saying, well, they're at the table now and we did bomb them. So we've destroyed some of their buildings. We've, you know, stepped them back a little bit. That wasn't what we went in this to do. We went in this to completely change the regime and change the region and hopefully reach a lasting peace. And you know, the other part of this is, what is this with our relationship with Israel? Because Israelis right now are feeling a bit betrayed because the regime that is still threatening their existence is still at the level, is still controlling the levers of power in Iran. So that's, I just really want us all, you know, going into the midterms to I don't know if we can, you know, send letters or calls or what it may be, but the Trump administration needs to finish this decisively. This cannot be something with an ambiguous, you know, ending. It needs to be clear and decisive, and there needs to be a change in the region for the better. You know, let's not forget that we also told the Iranian people to protest in the streets, that we had their back, that we would be there for them. They did that. Thousands of them died. A 19-year-old wrestler with the world at his fingertips, his whole life ahead of him, was hung in the streets. So, you know, that's not something that we can just worry about. We gave them our word. We gave ourselves, the American soldiers who died, they were fighting for a purpose. And that wasn't just to have the same regime face some sanctions and then go about every business as usual afterwards. So that's, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record.
Well, I don't think you sound like a broken record. I think because I'm at the point where, okay, the leopard doesn't change their spots. We are dealing with the mentality of a group of Persian rug merchants, okay? Mm-hmm. They will lie, they will cheat, they will keep your attention as much as they can while their wives pick your pocket and their kids try to plant a bomb under your feet. I mean, that's what they will do. All right, what I don't know, and what nobody's released yet, and I understand why, but what I don't know is how much of the IRGC has been blown to bits. There doesn't seem to be an answer to that. So I'm giving the administration the benefit of the doubt on that one. But I'm also understanding that as much as they're trying to spin this as, okay, this is going to be a good thing, going to be a good thing, going to be a good thing, all Trump has to do is perceptually open that Persian Gulf, which he's done, and we've already seen oil prices plummet. From Sunday, they were hovering at 95. Now they're down to 77 as of today.
Mm-hmm.
The oil is moving through the region. The Gulf states are happy because oil is moving through the region. We've kept the Iranians from building a nuke, and we're so far keeping them from buying or making a deal for a nuke. And although there are rumors that we have given them money in return for this particular negotiation, I haven't been able to verify it, and I guess we'll find out maybe Friday is when I thought the MOU was supposed to be released.
Correct.
But I'm taking it on faith that there are things going on behind the scenes. But Zach, I'm still with you. The leopard is not going to change its spots.
No. And, you know, to your point, I mean, again, I have to say that, well, the oil was flowing before before we lost American lives, before we made a commitment to the Iranian people that we would, and to the Israeli people as well. I mean, let's not forget that the Israelis really stuck their, I mean, they are in that neighborhood, and they had our back when the Europeans, who, by the way, we fund much more than we do the Israelis in terms of military spending when it comes to NATO and the such. I mean, they left us hanging, but the Israelis had our back. You know, so there's just so many dynamics here that I just wonder, you know, 3 months down the road, where if we are really in the same position where the Iranian regime is relatively intact. I mean, certainly, yes, to your point, the IRGC is definitely decimated to a degree. You know, the previous supreme ruler is obviously no longer here.
Yeah.
All of which are good things.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, all of which are good things, but that wasn't the original mission. So I would just be very hesitant for us to go about it as mission accomplished when I thought we went into this to have true consequential change in the region, to finally be done with the constant terror, the terror groups being funded, with the constant rhetoric coming out of a very hostile regime, not only to us, but against Israel and really the Western world as a whole. You know, and it was also a key strategic partner to Russia and China, because let's not forget that, you know, we didn't Venezuela Iran. You know, we weren't able to take a very key, important ally off the table for those two. You know, 6 months down the road, is this MOU going to cover the drones, the Shahed drones that had been going, that were flooding Ukraine? I mean, are the Iranians going to be able to start those factories again? And then is that going to be business as usual again? Are the Russians going to be able to make those advances in Ukraine as well?
Well, that's what I understand. That was what brought them to the table this time. We bombed those factories. We completely wiped them out in Iran.
Right, right. Yeah. And I understand that. But, you know, 6 months to a year, if there's nothing that constrains them from rebuilding those programs or rebuilding those factories, what keeps them from doing that? You know, that's my point. If it's the same people at the levers of power in that country, you know, all it takes is time. Sure, they may not get a nuclear weapon. That's one thing that we're still yet to be seen. But there's still so many other aspects of this that I wonder if this, again, if this is 2 years from down the road, if we're still looking in this a very hostile Iran that's still very close to China and Russia, that's still producing Shahed drones, that's still doing these nefarious things, that's still able to funnel money to Hezbollah and these other groups, what did we accomplish? And that's the frustrating part for me, because I don't see the Trump administration as someone who, you know, a group that leaves jobs unfinished.
But you're already fretting about something that might be 6 months down the road. So for now, the Iranians can't do any of the things that you just said they want to do. We know they want to do that. Right now, they can't do that. They don't have the ability to do that. And even if they did, we would bomb them for doing that. So the question will be, in the next couple of days, couple of weeks, will they honor what they've done now, or will Israel attack Lebanon and Iran come back and say, well, you attacked our proxies in Lebanon, therefore the deal is off? Well, then we start bombing again. It's that simple.
I just wonder, though, you know, again, I know that these things could be 6 months to a year to 2 years to the next administration down the road. But if those things are set to come down the road, I mean, those are things that we will have to face. And I, you know, my next question is, well, who's going to be in power here in America? Will they have the same testicular
fortitude? Well, that's a good
question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So if now was the time, you know, if we finally had a president that was willing to pull the trigger on that, both metaphorically and literally, if we had a president that we all felt was willing to see the job through, then why aren't we taking advantage of that now? Why are we leaving it up to chance again? We've done that for 48 years, 49 years.
Well, I think the Gulf region has the Gulf states, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, all of those. I think they have a say in this as well. Zach, I'm afraid I got to run, but thanks a lot for the call. And you brought up some great points and some great conversation pieces. I would just say, let's let things fall where they may. I hope we keep our foot I hope we keep our boot on the neck of Iran so that they can't do anything in the meantime. And we'll see what pans out. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9.
Dear old dad, he taught you how to drive, he taught you how to tie a tie, and he taught you how to repair a screen door after he got mad and kicked it in the other weekend. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. For Father's Day, let's honor dad. And instead of getting him a new tool or a new ball or or a new car because you wrecked the one that he was trying to teach you how to drive, go to the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. It is going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. 15% off all in-stock used firearms, 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s, and you know they've been taken care of because they've been law enforcement. And a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and lots more. But don't wait, because these deals won't last. any longer than Dad's nap when you woke him up. So here, let's honor Dad by going to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, Tractor Bob's has a sizzling summer deal for you. Yanmar SA 425 tractor package includes tractor with loader, box blade, brush hog, and trailer. $27,499 or $300 per month. 10-year powertrain warranty and best price guarantee. Only at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian.
When your truck is down, every minute matters. Delays can impact schedules, customers, and your bottom line. At P&M Truck Repair, we specialize exclusively in diesel repair for semi-trucks and trailers. Whether you need fleet maintenance, preventative maintenance services, engine repairs, DOT inspections, truck washes, or trailer washouts, our experienced diesel specialists are ready to get you back on the road quickly and efficiently. Don't let unexpected downtime keep your truck parked. Trust the team that understands the trucking industry and the importance of keeping your truck on the road. Call P&M Truck Repair today at 405-551-3320. P&M Truck Repair, built for working drivers.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis. And now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
You testified under oath that it would take years to rebuild the stockpile.
It was the Biden administration that gave away munitions to the... you don't have to read back to me what I testified. I speculated some munitions take more time than others. We've got lots of them. We're building more than ever before. The Biden administration gave away hundreds of billions to Ukraine. President Trump had to refill, and he has.
And that was an exchange between CBS's Margaret Brennan on Face of the Nation this past Sunday and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The back and forth began when Brennan asked whether Hegseth was in favor of allowing Ukraine to produce their own Patriot missile interceptors. Hegseth did not directly answer the question, replying that America's stockpiles are great and only getting stronger, because he knew if he said yes, anytime Ukraine wants to do that will be a great thing, she would be coming back with, yeah, because we don't have enough, don't we? She said there was a crisis with the stockpiles right now in private industry. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke with Brennan on the program. An April report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies found that U.S. forces used large shares of several critical munitions during the air and missile campaign in Iran, including more than 850 Tomahawk cruise missiles and 1,000 joint to air surface standoff missiles. Patriot interceptors use was estimated between 1,060 and 1,430. Okay, we can make those. Even before the war, U.S. stockpiles of key precision munitions were considered large scale and sufficient. So we have the munitions we need. We also have the plants to build them, like McAllister, which is cranking them out. They're trying to continue this myth that, oh, we've shot up all of our ammunition trying this mean old war in mean old Iran. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. More trouble for the Southern Poverty Law Center, like they need more trouble than they already have. That coming up, and your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of all those videos, too, from the first-time tourists loving the U.S.? I thought the left told us that we were the bullies of the planet. We were the people in Europe, all of our allies, they hate us. Remember how much of that we heard? Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom969.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says a potential U.S.-Iran deal could survive despite continued Israeli attacks in Lebanon. He criticized the loss of civilian lives while speaking at the G7 in France. Trump said Israel has been fighting Hezbollah too long and urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to act more responsibly. Federal prosecutors have charged 15 people in Minnesota with conspiracy to violently oppose immigration efforts, alleging they blocked ICE operations, damaged vehicles, and attempted to harm federal agents.
They all joined an agreement, a conspiracy, to interfere with lawful immigration enforcement operations. The conspiracy was not to interfere by their voice, but to do it by force. That's a crime.
U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen says the defendants were linked to an Antifa group called the Direct Action Minnesota. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
A Noble County family is speaking out after a teacher was charged with abusing a six-year-old special needs student. Investigators say video shows former teacher Mike Arnold pulling the child's hair and arm in a Frontier Public Schools classroom. Arnold now faces a felony child abuse charge and a misdemeanor assault charge, as the family says they pulled their daughter from the school after seeing the signs of trauma. District officials say Arnold was placed on leave and later resigned. The parents are calling for accountability, as Arnold is scheduled for court next month. Drivers in Midwest City experienced delays Monday after emergency repairs closed lanes on I-40. Officials say a hole was found in a bridge near Southeast 29th, which forced westbound traffic down to one lane as crews worked through the afternoon to fix the issue. Repairs continued into the evening commute, and additional work may be ahead. Several OKC offices will be closed Friday in honor of Juneteenth, with officials saying closures will include city offices, municipal court, and many parks facilities. Some services like animal welfare will also be affected, and trash and recycling will still run as scheduled. Public transit will be free for the day, a city leader saying the holiday honors an important part of U.S. history. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
At the office, water matters more than you think. Keep your team hydrated and your equipment running smoothly with Culligan of Enid, proudly serving Northwest Oklahoma since 1981. They'll customize solutions that fit your business needs and your budget, from bottled water delivery to reverse osmosis to softeners. And of course, one of the most iconic office necessities ever, the water cooler. Show your employees and customers that you care. Call Culligan of Enid today or visit CulliganEnid.com. Better water for better business.
I had a call yesterday from somebody who said, it just seems like we are not celebrating the 250th of the United States like we should. It's not like 1976. Remember the the bicentennial and what a big deal. At least maybe it was because I was a kid and everything seemed like a big deal back then. Well, that's not happening at Frontier Auto Group. They are proud of their Route 66 heritage, proud to be American, and proud to be selling all American vehicles there in El Reno. A short drive for great savings and minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66. So while you're enjoying all the Route 66 memorabilia, during the 100th anniversary of Route 66, they'll be here to check your check engine light, see what that means, low tire pressure light, weak battery, air conditioning, not as cold as you'd like it to be, recall or safety issues, and do so at no charge right there on Route 66. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, and happy Independence Day.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000 or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Remember how the far left said the U.S. was hated by the rest of the world? Huh. Doesn't seem to be the case, at least with the soccer fans coming to town. Lee Matthews on The Drive continues with more on that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect breezy conditions and high humidity under a crystal clear sky with a low of 72. Tomorrow will be very windy and hot with plenty of sunshine and a high of 96. Tomorrow night will bring partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, and high humidity with a low of 75. Thursday will have variable cloudiness with a few showers and a thunderstorm. It'll be humid in the morning, becoming breezy later on with a high of 81. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Why in the world, if it's the same thing, why is it that the Gulf Arabs hated your deal and they love our deal? They are the ones who are in the region. They know what it means to enrich the worst terrorist regime in the world. And they also know what it means to turn over a new leaf and to go to a different future.
Which we're hoping they will. That is J.D. Vance, by the way, talking about how much better this deal is than the deal that Obama had made with the Iranians. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Oh, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize just for talking about nuclear proliferation, not actually doing it. Obama did. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Brad writes, Lee, we've been hearing a lot about data centers being built around the country. Has anyone revealed what possible benefits a data center would be for we the people? It seems that a data center is its only purpose would be to gather information on individuals. Is this for marketing? Is this for economic benefit? This data can only be used by people with access. That would be the corporate businesses or more likely governments. Logic says it's only a tool designed for socialist communist regimes to increase their control over citizens. Is that what we want? No, Brad, that's not what they do, and that's not what we want. Okay. You've got a phone, right? And that phone is connected via the internet and Wi-Fi and data networks. It's connected to a server. Well, that server is in a data center. They can call it the cloud all they want, and that's always been Apple's big marketing scheme. Oh, it's in the cloud. Okay, well, all that means is it's in a big server in a centralized location. And Apple wanted it that way so Apple could better control it and then better sell you access to that data, your own data. That's why I back up my phone on my own on my own thumb drives, even though I do have a cloud backup. Anyway, back to the topic, Brad. That's what a data center is. It's just a very large server farm. What are they used for? They're going to be used for artificial intelligence so that we can use artificial intelligence for various projects. What are those projects, Lee? Does it mean monitoring people? No, not any more than we're monitoring people now. Right now, everything you do on your phone, every credit card transaction you use, someone can trace. The only difference is because of our Constitution, they can't trace it and use it against you unless they have a warrant to do so. But it still exists. It's still there. So they can't trace you any more than they already do. They can't suppress you because our Constitution will not allow you to. But we as a nation have got to stay out in front of the AI train or it will run us over. So that's the good that data centers do. The other thing that data centers do is that they provide a tax base because whoever's running that data center has to pay taxes on that property and on that facility to a local government. To the point where in a small rural Louisiana county or parish, as they call them, they've actually afforded to be able to give each and every teacher a $50,000 bonus because of the data center and all the tax money they're getting from that data center. Well, what about the water? Well, many data centers recycle their own water. Well, what about the power grid? Well, if you don't have much of a power grid anyway, they're not going to take that much. But many of them supplement their own power needs at various times of the day. How do they do that? They do it with either diesel generators or natural gas generators. Soon, they will be able to do it with small nuclear reactors. Well, doesn't that make noise? Yes, it does. And there are people who complain about the noise pollution. What can be done about it? Number one, make sure that your county or your city or wherever you are living has some rules laid down. That's been the problem. We haven't had any rules. And data centers coming to town, waving a bunch of money under a city council's nose to where they, oh, yeah, we want that. Hey, look at all the tax money we can get with that. So that's the whole issue, Brad. Thank you for writing in, 405-608-4377. A high-ranking Southern Poverty Law Center employee allegedly redirected donor money to an informant in a neo-Nazi organization with whom she was having a romantic relationship. The Justice Department released a superseding indictment on June 2nd, alleging that an informant known as F9 had secretly received over $1.2 million in donor money from the Southern Poverty Law Center. The employee, known as Employee 2, oversaw the payments, which F9 allegedly used to infiltrate a white supremacy group known as the National Alliance. While F9 received donor money through a tech writer's bank account, he was raising money to support the extremist activities of the neo-Nazi organization, money that, would, according to the indictment, would be used by the neo-Nazi group. The indictment also alleged that F9 and Employee 2 were in a romantic relationship at the time, sharing both a house and two bank accounts, approximately $140,000 worth of money, and most of that had been received ultimately ending up in their joint bank accounts to pay for their personal living expenses, according to the document. The $140,000 made up an estimated 66% of the money they deposited into their accounts, according to the indictment. I'm glad there is an indictment. This is another example of how these non-governmental organizations have been wasting billions and billions of American tax dollars. You want to know where inflation comes from? It comes from wasted money like that. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Lee. It's Marie from Oklahoma County.
Hello, Marie. Good to hear from you.
Okay. It's good to be able to talk. The last caller brought up some points that I talked to you about last Friday. Mm-hmm. And I just want to clarify, make sure I understood that you're saying, no, we shouldn't be concerned.
No.
You're saying...
I'm saying it's too early to know if we're going to be concerned or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you disputing that they did not use that technology against the citizens of China?
In what Hello? Context? I'm sorry.
I
thought we were talking about Iran.
No, we're talking about the AI technology and the spying and stuff. And I will send you the links on this as well.
Okay.
But there's tons of it on there.
But Marie, there's no constitution in China. Of course they used AI technology against the people in China. Chinese don't care about their own citizens.
Well, you got a good point there.
Yeah.
That is if we maintain our constitution.
Yeah, and that's why we don't need things like what was the social media that China was data mining everybody on? We don't need that here in the United States, and Trump put a stop to that.
The data mining? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? TikTok? I think it's TikTok. They can't run, the Chinese cannot run TikTok the way they do it across the world, where they're data mining everybody who uses it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on. Yeah. I understand what you're saying now. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying all that. I appreciate it.
Sure. You got it. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. John says, Lee, why doesn't the NRA give the Oklahoma Second Amendment senators an A rating when OK2A does not? Okay, why does the NRA give Oklahoma's anti-Second Amendment senators an A grade when OK2A does not? All right, I don't know what you're talking about, John, when you say that our senators are anti-Second Amendment. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the U.S. senators or are you talking about the state senators? And the only state senators I know of that have that are anti-Second Amendment are Democrats. But our two senators are not anti-Second Amendment. They are not. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Jacqueline writes, Lee, we love happy endings. We've had cases of people trying to break out of the Oklahoma County jail before, but this one takes the cake. This time someone was caught trying to break in. Deputy Lane Davenport was on his way to the detention center when he spotted a man on the south wall using a shovel to dig. 32-year-old Jake Minervin told Deputy Davenport that his girlfriend was inside the jail. He later changed his statement and claimed that he was just planning to plant a flower there. Turns out he had an out-of-state warrant, so Deputy Davenport brought him into the jail an easy way through the door and the booking. Much easier than tunneling your way in. As he was being booked, detention officers discovered he had a furrow rod used to build fires hidden up his alimentary canal, shall we say? Happy ending. Mr. Minivan has been reunited with his girlfriend, but they're behind the bars of the Oklahoma County Jail. Jacqueline, that is an interesting story. Thanks a lot for sending it in. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is Tammy.
Hello, Tammy, and you are calling from where, if anywhere?
Tennessee.
Good to hear from you.
I'm really excited, you know, that hopefully the peace deal is finally going to go through. And they won't have access to the uranium and all the nuclear weapons. But are we doing anything to finally get the really bad people out so the Iranian people have a chance to have a chance at a good life?
Well, that's my question. I know in the last bombing, we bombed some of the IRGC headquarters. We wiped out some more of the heads of the IRGC. What I don't know is, did we wipe out enough of the members of the IRGC to neuter them? The other problem is that the Israelis gave the Kurdish people in southern Iraq, northern Iran,
they gave them a bunch of weapons, hoping that they would ally with the people of Iran and rise up in rebellion. That didn't happen. The Kurds have kept the weapons for themselves, leading me to believe that they are waiting for their opportunity to start their own rebellion and carve off part of Iran like they used to have back in the day.
Okay.
The Kurds are a tribe, and they're still in that tribe mentality. And when the Iranian Revolution happened and Saddam Hussein took a power in Iraq, they lost their territorial rights altogether.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, so they're not really wrong in wanting their space back.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. And I was just hoping.
And I'm of the mind, if there are any hardliners still left in the IRGC, it's too many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I wish I had better news. I wish I had more encouraging news, but a lot of it is going to be a wait-and-see kind of thing. And I do believe that Trump is spinning this as a, more of a wait-and-see, because I don't know that Trump wants anything more to. He just wanted to open the Gulf. He wanted to open up the Strait of Hormuz. He wanted to make sure that that was secure. Now, it was secure. Our ships were escorting other ships through. But here's what the problem was. The problem was the insurance companies were not going to insure the vessels that were insured outside of the United States. The insurance companies of the United States were still insuring because they had the U.S. Navy backing them up. But the other vessels weren't doing that. And if they weren't insured, they weren't going to move because they couldn't risk losing their load because nobody would get paid. If they lost their load, if something happened on that vessel, it got blown up or attacked or sunk or even just mildly damaged, the insurance companies weren't going to. So Trump had to perceptually open up the Persian Gulf, basically saying anybody can go through that Strait of Hormuz at any time without being harassed by the Iranians. That's why we were blowing up their runabouts. That's why we blew up all of their abilities to launch drones, because that was the biggest threat. A drone hitting just the right lucky space on a vessel could disable it enough to where the insurance company wouldn't pay for it. So that's what's going on behind the scenes there. So all Trump had to do was open that up, and he wanted the oil prices to fall. Number one, to benefit all of the trading that's going on with all those oil nations in and around the Persian Gulf. Number two, to benefit the price of oil across the world. And number three, for the midterm elections. He did not want the price of fuel to go up for the midterm elections. And I don't know about you. I filled up the Matthews Mobile on Saturday for, I want to say, $4.40 a gallon. And this is regular ethanol free. Today I filled up for $3.91 a gallon. So the prices, yeah, it isn't because of what just happened in the Strait of Hormuz. These prices were going to come down anyway, but they're going to go down even more, is what my point is, in the coming weeks. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Election Day, it is here at last. Now, maybe my telephone will kind of calm down. It's getting to the point where I don't even look at it anymore, and that's dangerous. Could be lovely wife calling. I'm broke down by the side of the road. Come get me. No, I'd have to weed through all these text messages and all these emails and all these calls that I'm getting, not only from political candidates, please, 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 please vote for me. Please vote for me. But also those who want us to set up to sign up for Medicare. Please, please use us to sign up for Medicare. Or more like, please, please use us to sign up for Medicare, because they probably aren't even in the United States. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Don't be confused, and don't use somebody from out of state. Make one call to Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Best call you can make, and the team at Well Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you. Call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Vote for Well Preserved Advisory Group, members of the Eunice Corey Party.
When it comes to freedom,
size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Spring is here, a season of color, growth, and new beginnings. At Markham's Nursery, we have everything you need to make your spring truly special. From beautiful trees and hardy shrubs to vibrant perennials bursting with color. We have a huge selection of fruits and vegetables, roses and soils, everything you need to get your spring on the move. Helping generations grow in Oklahoma for over 50 years. Come grow something beautiful this spring. Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
Markham's Nursery, just add the sun.
It's that time again, OKC. It's Dollar Day at Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall this Saturday. Only from 10 to 7, Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall is located at 4848 Northwest Expressway. You will find over 5,000 items like furniture, home decor, vintage goods, and clothing, all for just $1 each. Plus, we will have $5 and $10 items as well. Don't miss your chance to browse thousands of items, each for only $1, and some items for $5 and $10 at Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall. Get here early for the vintage coffee set up outside the front doors. Three Strands Vintage Antique Mall, 4848 Northwest Expressway. Bring your friends and family to Dollar Day. Don't miss out.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. These people only know brutality. When you're dealing with thugs that only know brutality, you have to speak their language for them to get the point. Because everything else they view is weakness. They view diplomacy as weakness. I know that's crazy for our developed Western minds.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. The left has spent decades telling us how hated the United States is in the world, right? An embarrassment. We are the bully to the world. We are pushing smaller nations around. America is overconfident, over-dominanced. America is overpaid, overindulged, oversexed, and over here, was said to be posted outside a U.S. base in Europe. Go home, Yankee, was another alleged banner. That doesn't seem to be the case with World Cup fans, though, does it? How many posts have you seen of the video of the Scottish guy seeing the New England Patriot cheerleaders for the very first time? And then when he witnessed the flyover of the F-35s, exclaimed, "I don't know if we're going to war, but after that display, I'm all in." Another series of videos showed Europeans experiencing American staples for the very first time, like Walmart and Costco. "You mean I can buy 64 eggs at a time?" exclaimed one fan. "No egg shortage here." "This whole room is a cooler. It's bigger than my apartment," said one German. You would think with our perceptions of fine food in Europe, they would scoff at American fare. "Wait, this mac and cheese is all for me?" asked one patron from France at a Texas barbecue joint. "I've never seen such a big cut of meat," marveled an Italian World Cup fan. Another Scot declared, "This chicken fried steak is one of the best things I've ever had." Another British fan's first taste of biscuits and gravy at Cracker Barrel had him raving, "Now I get it." It was hilarious seeing a visitor being talked into dipping French fries into a chocolate shake. "My brain is telling me there's no way this works, but my mouth certainly tells me it is." A blonde woman from Australia did a video blog where she declared her vacation to the United States had been the best of her life.
She said she'd been to Indonesia, Fiji, Japan, all over Europe. And to forget those, come to the U.S. Everything is bigger, better, and much more fun. She said she honestly thinks she was born in the wrong country. There were high compliments for the courtesy, openness, and friendliness of Americans as well. Never met a larger group of nicer people in the entire world, said one Turk. Some bully to the world. That doesn't sound like swagger to me. The fans of World Cup seem to want a little confidence in their lives. Well, welcome to the United States. Joe Pags coming up next on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.